Welcome to Cowboy Church with your host, Russ Weaver, and guest host, Candace Myers. So sit back and enjoy some good singing, some great testimony, and some good preaching. Welcome to Cowboy Church.
Hello, I'm Russ Weaver.
And I'm Candace Myers.
And we're so glad to be with you today on Cowboy Church. I'm kind of excited because we have a guest speaker. Now, don't just turn it off. You want to hear this. You want to hear this speaker because in Kentucky, they had this. It's called ICANT. It's an acronym for International Cowboy Church Alliance Network. And they met there. And then there's a lot of music that goes on. There's a, they have these, they're called rapid fire messages. Mm-hmm. And they talk normal speed, but they, but they quit faster than the normal preacher.
Right.
Yeah. And so you're gonna like some of them, but the gal who's going to be with us today, this is pre-recorded. The gal who's preaching for us today, her name, Candace, is
Charity Hamilton.
Charity yeah. Hamilton. And the thing I liked about her message was they're all on the subject of the trail of conviction. Mm. But what I liked that she brought into this trail of conviction is this. There's this word commitment. Mm. And what conviction does, and I won't tell you all the stuff she's going to say, but this is a teaser. What conviction does, it works on your commitment. Because if you're really convicted about something, it causes the commitment to begin to happen. And that process is pretty cool.
Yeah, it causes the change, right? And well, change without commitment to change isn't very lasting, right?
Maybe. Because you haven't heard it, have you? You're guessing.
Yeah,
yeah. So it could be something like that. Could be something even better.
Probably something better. I'm looking forward to this.
Well, I'm not saying better, but it more information than that. Yeah. So we want you to stay hooked here for the message this morning and for the music. We're going to have some music from there.
Awesome.
Since they were doing music and messages, it's going to be a fun guest time and just... What does Susie say?
Grab your tea, grab your coffee, sit back, relax, enjoy Cowboy Church.
You got it.
It was the night of our Savior's birth. It was the night God's gift to the earth. It was the night brought salvation, plan, oh what a night. He came to die for man. It was a night for all the world. It was a night, hope unfurled, oh what a night. Oh, 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 what a night. Listen to me, children. Come as you are, ask the risen Savior into your heart. Trust him and you are set free. Lay at his feet all your suffering. Lay at his feet all your suffering.
We have this amazing Savior. All you have to do is trust him. Lord, save me. My Lord can't lie. It's a done deal. Then you can lay every tear, every fear, every burden at my Savior's feet. He can handle it all. Are y'all praying? You need to be.
Let him hold you in his arms of mercy. Let him hold you in his arms of love. Let him lift you above your troubles. Drink from his loving cup. Drink from his loving cup. It was a night of my Savior's birth. It was a night
God's gift to the earth. It was a night brought salvation's plan. Oh, what a night He came to die for man. It was a night for all the world. It was a night hope unfurled. Oh, what a night. Oh, 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 what a night. Oh, what a night. Oh, 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 what a night. Oh, what a night. Oh, 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 what a night.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Perfect in all of his ways. The devil thought he could have his soul if he could take his possessions away. So he stripped him of all of his riches, took his children and left him alone. Job said, my Redeemer liveth. It is well with my soul. Oh, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Storms may come and the winds may blow. This one thing for sure I know. It is well, it is well, it is well with my soul. There's been trouble with this body ever since the fall of mankind. Questions without answers, worry that troubles my mind. But if you belong to Jesus, on this promise you can stand. He will never ever leave you now. You can take it for the master's hand. Oh, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Storms may come and the winds may blow. This one thing for sure I know. It is well. It is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Storms may come and the winds may blow. This one thing for sure I know. It is well, it is well.
Trail of Conviction, Hebrews 4:12. I'll start with it and hopefully end with it. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. When I hear the word conviction, I automatically go to the form of guilt. But today, instead of conviction in the realm of sinner versus saint, I want to go on the trail of conviction to commitment. I'll put it this way in the I can way. We're going to gallop to glory, into the presence of God and in His glory, to grow in the Word while gaining ground in our faith. So saddle up your horses. We've got a trail to blaze. Conviction incorporates the word commitment. Especially when we're talking to a believer. As a believer, my conviction isn't that I fall into sin. It's I'm committed to him. When I'm committed to him, my conviction is obedience. I want to obey his word. So stick with me, because both of those words go hand in hand as a believer. Is there conviction as a believer? Yes, there should be. But I want to go on the side of being so committed to him that our conviction is that we're committed, convicted to be doers of his word. You know, we can stand and say, I'm saved, now what? Conviction draws us to the Savior. Commitment draws us to the obedience. Commitment draws us to needing a shepherd. A shepherd is one that guides, nurtures, helps us to grow. By now, in your walk with Christ, you should be maturing. If you're not, you're being stagnant and you're not growing in the capacity that he wants us to grow in. There's principles that we have to live by, and that directs our behavior, fosters our spiritual growth, and reflects our God character. Conviction that keeps me walking with him is my commitment to the salvation that's been given to me. One side of conviction says, I ask for forgiveness. The other side of conviction draws to the obedience. I'll give you some biblical illustrations of some people that were committed to God. Abraham had a commitment to follow God. He didn't know where he was going. All he knew was God said, go. Look for a city whose builder and maker. His conviction is what made him pursue. Noah heard the voice of God to build, so he built a boat. And he built out of fear. Fear and reverence to a holy God. His conviction and commitment was the reverence to God's word, to obey him. Adam and Eve. That's where you can actually go to conviction. Obedience mattered, and they chose not to be obedient to God. They had it all. They had everything. The one thing that they weren't supposed to have is what cost them everything. Just one act of disobedience. One conviction, and it was, keep this command. Don't eat of that. Don't partake in that. If you partake in that, destruction comes. They were 100% saved. Jesus hadn't died for their sins yet, but they were 100% saved. And they chose not to be committed to the one that created them. Death wasn't defined until their sin. Conviction became their guilt. They fell short of the glory of God. You can't talk about conviction without not talking about Job. There's none like him, what he went through. And still, he held his conviction, his commitment to God. He lost everything. His wife even said, hey, just curse him and die. She wasn't committed to God. But Job was, because even then he said, even if God slay me, yet I will trust in him, because I know my Redeemer lives. His conviction was that he held to God because he was more precious than anything he had here. The Bible also tells us to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, body, soul, might. What kind of conviction must we have? What kind of love must we have to be fully committed to who he is? To be convicted enough to serve him faithfully and fully. What does that take? Somewhere we have to be able to be so committed to him that the things of this world doesn't sparkle as great as he does. He should outshine everything. We should be so committed to Calvary that we outshine everybody else that wants to be the naysayers in our lives. Our conviction should be so strong in Calvary that it does not matter what they say. We need to be so committed to who he is. Faith without works is dead. That goes past convictions and into a growth in the valley. The Bible also says we're supposed to humble ourselves. Sometimes humbling comes when you least expect it. And then there's other times that humble crow comes along. But you should be growing. And in that growth, trials are what make you grow. In that valley, that's where you need to be steadfast, committed in the conviction of knowing who he is. It's a whole different side of conviction. When he told me the scripture, I read the scripture and I said, immediately I want to go to the side beyond sinner, beyond the portion of I need him. I need him always. But I want to be so convicted in my spirit that I open the word of God daily, that I speak to him daily. And not just because I woke up this morning. I want him so included in my day that throughout the day, I talk to him. Sometimes we let life get us so busy and wrapped up that our morning prayer and night prayer is about the only time we commune with God. So I went to the side of convict me to want my relationship to be so strong, but I don't want to be so heavenly minded that I'm no earthly good either. But we have to want to be close to him. You want to know who he is? Open his word. The Bible says, resist the devil and he must flee. By resisting him, we are actually committing to God. We're delivered, then we're discipled. We're convicted, then committed. Hebrews 4:12, that was our scripture. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So the word of God is alive. It's effective, powerful, it's active. It's a discerner of your thoughts, which means the word is constantly working. It's powerful because of the authority that stands behind it. It makes an impact. And he says his word will never return void. It's a two-edged sword, so it has to have precision. God's word cuts through all distractions. The word is comforting, and yet it can be convicting at the same time. It exposes things because God looks at our motives. He looks at our hearts. He looks to see what your intentions are. My intention when I grabbed this microphone was to be pleasing to him. Hope and pray that what I say speaks to your heart. But at the end of this day, whatever you were supposed to take out of any speaker that stands up here is what you're going to take out of it. But at the end of this day, I have to say, God, did I do what you needed and wanted me to do? We have to want to be who he wants us to be. Because God is a gentleman. He's not going to force you to commit to him. He's not going to force you to listen to conviction. But if we are who we're supposed to be in Christ, standing here is far from what I ever wanted to do. In the last 5 years, God has opened more doors for me to speak. And I just say, okay, if that's what you want me to do, I'll do it. I've done women's conferences and I'm nervous as all get out when I stand up there. Because it's not who I am. It's who I want him to be through me. And I want to be so committed to him that my conviction at the end of the day is, did I please you? We need to love him that much that we stay committed to his call. There's a world dying out there that needs the God that we serve. We need to be committed to Calvary. But his word cuts. It cuts through all distractions. It will expose our motives, and it'll go behind the actions as well to every thought and intent of our hearts. There's a procedure that we have to follow. Kind of like this. If you go into a hospital and you're going to have surgery, you want the doctor to know what he's doing. You're not going to go to an eye surgeon when you need heart surgery. That's not their specialty. But when you go into a hospital and you're going in for a specific surgery, that's the physician that you're going to have. And he has everything lined up. But if you're having eye surgery, he's not going to have a saw. He's going to have the exact tools that he needs to perfect the precision that needs to happen. That's like God. That's like his word. Everything we need. I don't have my physical body, but my Bible is in here. Every tool that we need is in the word of God. And it will cut. It will chisel away things that need to be taken out of your life. The precise calculations are in the word of God. Where you need to go, where you need to step, how you need to do it. But we have to commit to him, to be convicted in his word, to grow. There's not a whole lot of leeway there. You either do it or you don't. There's not a gray matter in there that you're supposed to be looking at. But if you want to know him, read. And I challenge every one of you to ask him to discipline yourself. God, help me to discipline enough that I get into your word so I can commit to you. Let me be convicted enough that my time is your time. Let him chisel out all the spaces that he needs to chisel. So our conviction is at the cross. The plan God has for you, be convicted enough to stay on the trail, to be committed enough to go after his plan. My favorite scripture is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I have toward you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a hope and expected end. God wants great things for us. Be convicted enough to stay on his trail. No matter the dust, no matter the rubble, no matter what comes your way, that's Satan's job, is to make it look chaotic. But let your heart of hearts be convicted enough, committed enough to stay on his trail. And let him guide, let him be the shepherd he needs to be in your life. And Hebrews 4:12 will be your anchor. For the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow, discerner of thoughts, intents of the soul and spirit. Let him cut out. Let him guide and direct. He has a great plan for you. Be committed enough to stay convicted, to live in his word.
Well, Candace, we're at the end of another Cowboy Church program. They happened pretty fast for us.
It was rapid fire message.
That's why it was fast. Huh? So we have a QR code listed on the screen right now if you want to participate with Cowboy Church. We'd love to hear from you. Of course, the finances are always an important deal. Just pray about that. We have a chance to reach people, and if you want to be a part of that financially or especially prayer-wise, we'd like to invite you to be partners with us, and we will see you again next week on Cowboy Church.